ladies and gentlemen, it's the KMA Late Afternoon Show with Larry Shannon.
Kind of turned out nice today, didn't it? Had a few sprinkles and some misty rain and drizzle in midday, but it's clearing up outside. The only rain that I see on the KMA Wonderground radar is south of Des Moines, right along Interstate 35. So if you're driving that area, you're going to run into a few showers that probably will last about 5 minutes, and then they'll be gone. Right now, it's 4:08 here at KMA. We're talking on the phone with Frosty Wooldridge, and we're talking about population. Frosty, how are you?
Well, Larry, thank you very much for having me on board, and I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Well, now, when I heard about this overpopulation that you write about in your book, I thought, wait a minute, I haven't heard about overpopulation or too many people in the world in a long time, so your book is very timely. Can you tell us how you came to write the book and a little bit about yourself, a little background about how you became an author?
Yes, well, I was a math and science teacher, started teaching in 1973 in Denver, Colorado, and I had a chance to bicycle around the world more than 100,000 miles across six continents from the Arctic to Antarctica, and also six times across the United States. And in my travels, I got a chance to literally, by 12 miles an hour, move throughout the overpopulated world of Asia, certainly China, India, Bangladesh, Mexico, South America, you name it, I've been there. And because of this connecting the dots, if you will, I wrote this book because I had a responsibility to teach my students over the years to participate in our society and prepare them. And after seeing what I've seen around the world, I wrote this book to prepare the citizens of America and the world as to the ramifications of the United States right now is on course to add 100 million people by 2035, that's 26 years from now, and in the meantime, the rest of the planet will add 3 billion people. But the great problem for all of this population addition is that we're now running out of water here in the United States. We're destabilizing the climate. The energy crisis is acute. Species extinction grows by the day. And the quality of life that we have enjoyed all of these decades and centuries is now becoming critical. And so this book really addresses the fact that the United States added 100 million people in the last 40 years. It's going to add another 100 in the next 26 years. And no one's talking about it, and yet everyone is in the grips of it. And it doesn't make any difference what your race, creed, or color is. All Americans are going to be affected by what I call a human Katrina, and it will leave nothing but survivors and or victims. And so the key is to act now to ensure that the future will be sustainable for our children, Larry.
Well, you know, Frosty, this book, which is titled America on the Brink, the next added 100 million Americans, that's a lot of people. And how can we find your book? Is it on Amazon.com?
Yes, the book is on Amazon.com. It's also in Barnes & Noble bookstores by the end of the month. If you need a copy right now to bring this issue to the forefront, you can call 1-888-280-7715 and gain a copy within a couple of days. Again, that's 1-888-280-7715. The reviews that are coming in on Amazon and Barnes & Noble are outstanding. I'm getting calls. I'll be on the Power Hour, I think, next week. I'm going to be on George Nori here this week with 20 million listeners. And my goal for this, Larry, is to allow Americans to understand the ramifications of adding 100 million people and what we can do to change course. Because if we do this to ourselves, all of our children will be looking back in 2035 and saying, what were you thinking? Why did you do this to us? How come you wanted to follow through with the same kinds of consequences that are now afflicting so much of the globe, certainly in China, India, Bangladesh, Mexico, and so forth? And so this is my big teaching moment, and that is to prepare us to change and hopefully help us change the course of history by changing this population equation.
Different things happen in different parts of the United States, and therefore different things happen first in other countries before they reach here. I remember the most vivid memory of I ever had was back in 1985 or so. I lived in New York for a couple of years, and they first came out with the plastic bags with the handles. Well, everybody else in the country was using the paper bags.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, when I moved back down to Texas and visited elsewhere, slowly but surely the plastic bags started appearing. So that was one thing that happened there and then spread to the rest of the country. Now, you traveled these six continents. How are the people in China dealing with so many people? And the same way, I guess, in Korea.
Well, yes, China is wall to wall, jam-packed, crammed together, pollution. 95% of the rivers run in sewage. Many of the rivers don't get to the ocean. The ocean dead zones are 10,000, 20,000 square miles where nothing can live because so much sewage and chemical has been pumped out. The people, of course, are literally breathing nothing but polluted air. They're adding 27,000 cars to the highways every week in China. They're adding one new coal-fired electrical coal-burning plant every week also. And they're adding, even with their one child per family, they're adding about 8 million people net gain every year. So they're really in the crosshairs and the collision of their own numbers with their ability to sustain themselves. But, Larry, one of the things that's so terrible about China, and I've walked on the wall of China, I've been to Beijing and Hong Kong, and I've been to Kulin and Hangzhou and the Forbidden City and so forth, and that is the quality of life is so terrible. No American understands that kind of a terrible quality of life. It's even as bad or worse in India. India is growing by 1.1 billion, and they're growing by 12 million per year because they have no course of change at that point. And places like Bangladesh, to give you an example, Bangladesh has 144 million people in a landmass the size of Iowa. Now, that should shock most everybody out there. Can you imagine Iowa with 144 million people?
Well, I know we're the breadbasket of the world here in the Midwest, mm-hmm. but I don't know if we can grow enough food to take care of the whole world.
Well, we can't. We're going to be lucky to feed ourselves here if we continue on this path and add 100 million people. And I know a lot of people sit there and say, well, we got a lot of space. Well, you know, I've cycled around the entire perimeter of Australia. I mean, that's one of the continents that I cycled, 17,000 kilometers. And there's only 21 million people in Australia, and the reason for that is because it's not the space that counts, it's the carrying capacity. And I can tell you from personal experience that 96% of Australia is desert and has no rain and therefore no water and therefore no carrying capacity. And we right now are beyond ours also, and it's a matter of time before we start breaking down and have the same kinds of consequences as far as food, certainly energy, and certainly the great crisis of water.
I am amazed by some of these statistics from your book. The world grows by 9,000 newborns an hour, 216,000 daily, and adds over 77 million folks annually, while they starve to death at 18 million annually, according to the World Health Organization.
Correct.
77 million bring a net gain in world population, and they exceed their carrying capacity as they flood into first world countries. Where are all the people going to go? I mean, that's a very good thought with Australia, as you say, has a certain carrying capacity. In other words, like, you know, here in the United States, every county is only capable of supplying or giving a carrying capacity to a certain number of people. Are we going to be in a situation one day where we divide where you can live and we assign people places they can live?
Well, we're really, you know, the nice thing about the United States, it's already at a balanced population. We've been averaging 2.03 children per female in this country since 1970. So we really are a balanced, stable population, and we are sustainable, and it's been very good. The real crisis that we're facing is that we continue to take on a massive population loading through legal and illegal immigration, and that's the great human dilemma that I talk about, because the problem is the line never ends. I mean, as the world grows by 77 million more desperately poor and starving people every year, they simply keep coming to first world countries. And what we really need to do is help them in their own countries. and really not allow this massive population loading. And in fact, we need to reduce our immigration levels to about 100,000 per year, because that's how many egress the country every year. And that would then encourage those countries to start really bringing about population stability through birth control, of course. And we can help them with tractors and food production and water clarification. But there's no point and there's no solution to simply continue mass migration from a line that will never end. And then what they flee will become manifested in our country literally within the next 30 years if we continue on this path.
We're talking with Frosty Wooldridge about population overloads here in the United States and around the world. And he has written a book, which you ought to get a copy of it. What's the name of it, and how can they get a copy of it, Frosty?
Yes, Larry. It is named America on the Brink, The Next Added 100 Million Americans. And you can get it at 1-888-280-7715. You can also go to my website, and that's Frosty Wooldridge, FrostyWooldridge.com. You can see a copy of the book there. It has some great reviews. You can call in the number and get a copy, or Barnes & Noble will have it by the end of the month, so will Borders Bookstores. And the key here is this book is to educate you and then activate you. There are solutions, three chapters of solutions at the end of the book. And the key here is to create a national discussion, because all of us and all of our children will be involved in this thing if we take no action. And so we must take action in order to change the future, or otherwise we'll be in the same boat as China and Mexico and India and other countries are right now. And that's just not going to be a good thing for any of our children or future generations.
Why is California like the Titanic?
Well, thank you, Larry. You all know that the Titanic back in 1912 sank in the North Atlantic waters because it was running too fast, and it was the greatest steamship in the world, and it hit the iceberg, and it sank. Well, most people don't realize this, but the iceberg hit a hole in that front hull, and it didn't make any difference, and it was just the size of a human body, really. That's about the size of the slash in the front, but they didn't have any ways to lock off the boat and stop that seeping into the North Atlantic waters. And within 24 hours, of course, it sank and was the greatest maritime, if not greatest disaster of the last century for humans. Well, it doesn't make any difference if you were first class or second class or steerage or even, throwing coal into the boilers. When that ship went down, everyone became a victim and or a survivor. Well, California is much like the Titanic, and it's the bow, and you could say that the stern is New York City. If we continue on this very arrogant path of adding this 100 million people, California being the bow, grew from 1965 when I lived in San Diego to now 38 million people. It adds 1,700 people per day. And, of course, about 400 to 500 cars per day on its adding 600,000 new people to California every year on its way to adding 20 million within the next 30 years. And the crisis is, at the same time, is that the quality of life and the standard of living is just degrading into very polluted skies, extraordinarily compressed gridlock traffic in the cities. And it loses about 240,000 acres per year. Now, it's called the ecological footprint. For every added person in the United States, 12.6 acres must be destroyed to support that person, whether it's roads or schools or malls or anything that and housing and so forth. Well, that if you put 100 million people added to this country in the next 30 years, that's about 1.26 billion acres of wild habitat that gets destroyed to support that number of people. And then you start having the species extinction. You have cascading species extinction throughout the United States. And, of course, you then have the ecological water runoff, and you have all of these other ramifications that literally are degraded by this massive population loading. So there's no way to get away from it. And then you have the crisis of water. And California right now has a terrible water crisis. And, of course, so does Colorado, where I live, along with Arizona. And as these population loads start really impacting and overloading the capacity or ability, to water the crops, to grow the food, we have put ourselves into what you could say as a Hobson's choice or a Faustian dilemma. A Faustian dilemma, of course, is selling your soul today for something and losing it, losing the long term for any kind of hope of a possible life. Or a Hobson's choice is that you keep putting off the choice for so long that when you are forced into the choice, if you pick door number one and you knock on it and you go through it, you walk over a cliff. And if you pick door number two, you walk through it, and you're forced to walk through one or the other, you walk into quicksand. So that's what we're facing, and that's what California represents right now, because, again, they are simply overloading their ability to have a livable society out there, and the rest of us are following right along, just like the Titanic.
Well, it was only a couple of weeks ago that we celebrated Earth Day. I think it was April the 22nd.
That's
and
right.
So on that day and before that day, we talked about going green and saving resources. Here's another statistic from your book. We burn 7.3 billion barrels of oil annually in the United States, and we burn millions of metric tons of natural gas. We burned 1.17 billion tons of coal to produce electricity in 2006, and as fast as we produce it, we devour it faster. Here is an interesting statistic. The Sears Tower in Chicago uses more electricity in a single day than the entire city of Rockford, Illinois, with a population of 152,000. Now, that is amazing.
Yeah, those kinds of statistics are mind-boggling, and it's very hard to get your hands around them. And again, we're all facing this, and it's not going to get better. You have to ask yourself, name one advantage of adding 100 million people to the United States of America in the next 26 years. Will it make gridlock traffic get better? Will it clear our airs? Will it allow us a lot more fresh water? Will it give us plenty of room in our national parks so that everyone can share the wilderness experience? Will it give us more energy? Will it allow us more freedom? You can ask all those questions. Will it make the rivers cleaner? Will it allow our highways to be free of gridlock? And of course, the answer obviously is a resounding, boy, we're in a lot of trouble if we add another 100 million people.
Well, your book was certainly timely, and it's just freshly out.
Yes.
We have run out of time here at KMA. I wanted to give you one more chance to tell us how to get your book, which is called The America on the Brink, The Next Added 100 Million Americans by Frosty Wooldridge. Now, how can we get a copy of your book?
Yes, you can just call in right now, 1-888-280-7715. And you can go to my website and just pick the book tab there, and you can call in that number right there, and they will send you a copy within a couple of days, and or you can wait to go to Barnes & Noble or get it off of Amazon, and hopefully talk to your neighbors. And also, for those of you who care about what's happening to this country, I encourage you to join NumbersUSA.com. That's www.NumbersUSA.com, and you can become a part of the 1.1 million Americans that are taking action at a very highly collective level, and you become part of the pre-written faxes that go in and phone calls that can really affect the Senate and the House to change course for this country so that your children are going to have a viable and sustainable future. And finally, if you want, you can go, it's called blindspotdoc.com, and this is a video, a 1.5-hour movie that shows everything in my book on a scientific level, and it's a compelling movie. I encourage you to get it, because we need to change the future for our children and allow the American dream to be lived by all of us in this country as a civilization as we face the 21st century. And I appreciate it, Larry, the time you've given me.
Well, thank you very much, Frosty Wooldridge, which is hard to say. And get a copy of his book, interesting reading and some very important and interesting statistics in that book.